This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Sports fans around the world are struggling to find words to describe how they feel about the sudden death of retired U.S. basketball legend Kobe Bryant. Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter, Gianna, were among nine people killed Sunday in a helicopter crash in the hills outside Los Angeles. Kobe Bryant was a hugely popular figure in Asia, especially in China, where basketball rivals football is the most popular sport. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Bryant's fan base is rivaled only by Yao Ming, LeBron James, and Michael Jordan. His playing appearances, including the 2008 Beijing Summer Olympics won by the US, were, however, far exceeded by his promotional appearances in the country, both on behalf of his own brand and basketball generally. Elsewhere in Asia, basketball fans in the Philippines offered flowers, wrote notes, and lit candles outside a newly built House of Kobe basketball court in Manila. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
China is expanding its sweeping efforts to contain the coronavirus as the death toll rises to 81. The spread of the illness is being watched around the globe. Reuters' Jason Albano has more.
Airports around the world are ramping up screening measures of Chinese passengers, though its effectiveness has been questioned by health officials. Some foreign governments are working to evacuate their citizens from Wuhan. France said its evacuees will spend 14 days in quarantine to stop the possible spread of the virus. Also on Sunday, Chinese officials confirmed that the ability of the new virus to spread is getting stronger and that infections could continue to rise. No deaths have been reported outside of China from the virus so far.
That is Reuters' Jason Albano reporting. For more on the coronavirus, please go to voanews.com and read all of our stories there. You can also use the VOA mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Turkey is calling off rescue operations in eastern areas hit by Friday's earthquake after emergency workers recovered the body of a final person they were searching for in a collapsed building. This brings the death toll to 41. Authorities say the magnitude 6.8 earthquake that struck Friday night also injured more than 1,600 others. At least 45 survivors have been pulled out of the rubble alive. The U.S. military says it is investigating reports of an airplane crash in Taliban-controlled territory in Afghanistan. A spokeswoman for U.S. Central Command says it remains unclear whose aircraft was involved in the crash. Democrats are ramping up their push for witness testimony in U.S. President Donald Trump's impeachment trial, now that a draft of a book from his former national security adviser appears to undercut a key defense argument. AP Sankar Magani reports.
John Bolton writes the president said he wanted to keep holding back military aid from Ukraine until it helped investigate Joe Biden and others. The president's legal team insists he never tied the aid to investigations, and he himself is denying it this morning, saying if Bolton said it, he's only trying to sell a book. He's also falsely claiming House Democrats never even asked Bolton to testify. They did. He did not show up, and they did not subpoena Bolton because he threatened to sue. Bolton has said he is now willing to testify, and once a New York Times report on his book went online last night, Democrats insisted the Senate call Bolton and provide his notes and other documents. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and former military chief Benny Gantz, his challenger in early March elections, are set to have separate meetings today at the White House, where President Trump is expected to share details of his long-awaited plan for resolving the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. A public unveiling of the plan is expected Tuesday during a joint news conference with Trump and Netanyahu. Survivors of the Auschwitz-Birkenau death camp gathered Monday for commemorations marking the 75th anniversary of the liberation of the camp. In all, some 200 survivors of the camp are expected. The big winners at Sunday's Grammys, Billie Eilish and her brother Phineas. Billie won 5 awards. AP Music correspondent Margie Zaraletta takes a look at some of the other significant winners and snubs.
Bring my flowers now.
Tanya Tucker won 2 country Grammys, and those were her first ever after 14 nominations since 1972. Gloria Gaynor won a gospel Grammy, her first in 40 years, when she won the first and only disco Grammy for I Will Survive.
I am at last able to balance out my piano.
Breakfast at Tiffany's and bottles of bubbles.
Ariana Grande and her had 5 nominations each, but went home empty-handed. I'm Archie Zaraletta.